Homeschooled children have won top honors in some of the nation's toughest academic competitions. But one prize they can't put on their college applications is membership in the National Honor Society. That group's rules require members to be enrolled in a school. So homeschool parents have gotten together and formed their own organization to recognize outstanding achievement. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
It's Thursday night in Greensboro, North Carolina, and 17-year-olds April Dye and Megan Fields are opening up their chemistry textbooks to make sure they're ready for their weekly quiz.
Okay, what did I do?
Riffling through pages of notes spread all over Megan's living room carpet, the girls are trying to anticipate what trick questions their teacher will ask this time.
Did she say anything about that in the notes?
She really didn't.
The class is an advanced seminar taught by a former chemistry professor for teens like Megan and April, who've been homeschooled for years. They're not worried about the quiz. They both get straight A's. But as homeschoolers, they can't join organizations like the National Honor Society, despite the college-level work they're doing. Megan says that's made her feel invisible, despite having an academic record worth bragging about.
We're usually at home or on the road, at dance recitals, at competitions, you know, just different places where people, you know, just don't see it.
But that's changing. Last week, both girls were inducted into a new organization that recognizes top students who are homeschooled called Eta Sigma Alpha. In the last 6 months, more than 20 chapters have sprung up from Oregon to South Carolina. This one was started by Megan Fields' mom, Sherry Fields. She wanted to make sure her daughter and the other kids who belong are treated fairly when they apply to college.
I really felt like they needed that recognition. And I knew also on transcripts, that looks really good to colleges, and it can open up a lot of different avenues for scholarships or higher academic studies. And I wanted our kids to have that opportunity, just like any other child in any other school.
That's the main idea behind Eta Sigma Alpha. Its creator, Joanne Jurin, is a former public school teacher and administrator from Texas who wanted to help homeschooled students, including her own sons, succeed in the college admissions process.
It's just giving us another little thing that can make us more competitive for scholarships and for application processes into colleges.
Jurin and a colleague have set high standards for the Honor Society. Members must have a grade point average of at least 3.5. That can be composed of grades given at home, college classes, and group seminars taught within the homeschool community. But given the uncertainty of homeschool grading, Jurin says the key to membership is high test scores.
To be honest, as we look at homeschoolers, most parents of any child always think their child is the brightest and the best little student around. So we felt that if we took that test score, that would give not only the homeschool parents a standard to meet, but it would also show to the world that we actually had adopted a standard that was accepted by the world.
Despite these high academic standards, the head of the National Honor Society says the group's rules require all its members to be enrolled in school. But he thinks an honor society for homeschoolers is a great idea, and he's happy they're finally getting the recognition they deserve. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.